Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I want to thank all of you sincerely because you have pushed our podcast, for which we do a lot of the broadcasts here that we push into podcasts. You put us in the top 0.5% in the world, according to Listen Notes, and their 3.5 million ratings. And we do appreciate it. And we think we're doing a good job bringing you stuff you need. And today is a show we're going to talk about the need. I was telling our guest, Joshua Ward from Noble Gold, that the people aren't getting how important this silver issue is. It's national security. It's basically our industrial base. It's, you name it, silver's involved, and Greenland is driving policy. And I covered this morning that the reason we're taking over oil, soon to be in Iran, right now in Venezuela, is so China can't project military power and try to take over Greenland, and the result is all hovering around silver. And we want to hit the silver aspect really hard in this interview. So Joshua, I so appreciate you coming on because I know my audience is really bright. I mean, they give me things and sometimes they're ahead of me. But on this issue, I think most of my audience is focused on important stuff, but I'm not thinking they're grasping the importance of the silver issue. So let me just throw it back to you and let you take it from there.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the last time I was on your show here, we had silver about $30 or $40 per ounce, and today we're just under 100. And I wasn't on your show that long ago, right? I mean, it was probably been 6 or 8 months. So we've seen a huge increase in silver, right? So silver year to date in 2025 was up about 170%, and gold was up about 70%. So this is the largest percentage increase
I'm losing you, Joe.
In a 1 year time frame. Or
Okay. You're kind of
if
cutting
you're
out on
holding,
me right now.
oh, okay,
Okay, let's try that again.
sure, yeah, let me start over here. So if you're holding on to silver right now, it has gone up the highest percentage almost in recorded time in a 1 year time frame. So 170%, the last time silver went up percentage wise even close to this was in the 70s, right, during the inflation crisis of the 70s, when the prices of everything shot up in the late
With
70s.
the
So it's
oil hoax.
with the oil hoax. That's exactly right. So it's been 50 years, and silver went up more this year than it has percentage wise in one single year in the last 50. So, that's kind of the writing on the wall right now. And we have silver as we're doing this interview, we have silver just under $100. It's hard to say. I mean, it's crazy talking about it, really. I mean, it's happened in such a short period of time. And as your listeners probably know, right? So, I was getting calls 6 months, a year ago saying, hey, we're seeing gold take off, but what about silver? When's silver going to take off? And if you've been following gold and silver for any extended period of time, you know that silver always moves last and it moves the quickest and the fastest. And that's what we're seeing now.
It kind of reminds me, it's not as volatile, but the rapidity of increase reminds me of Bitcoin on the rise.
Yes.
Rather than gold is more steady and stable. It can be reactive to a crisis, but usually it's steady.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
One of the things I came across, and I want to see if you agree with this, I have read in a couple places that we are at minimum 50% below the silver intake that we need to have coming into our country or our own development of silver. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. I mean, there's shortages of silver. We cannot mine enough silver to meet the demand in production. I mean, silver's used in every AI chip, every electric vehicle, solar panel. I mean, silver's used in everything. In fact, we had Elon come out the other day and talk about how this is very dangerous for the future with silver prices going up as high as they have. I mean, he literally tweeted, silver, when silver broke 90, he's like, this isn't good, right? This isn't a good thing that silver's taking off. I mean, this is kind of the canary in the coal mine here before the you know what hits the fan.
Yeah, and this kind of doubles on rare earth minerals too. I mean, it's not just a single whammy, it's a multiple whammy right now. And this is why Trump is grabbing the oil. And I got a few of my listeners mad at me because they said, do you support the Venezuelan thing? I said, well, first of all, the guy was criminally indicted, so it's a legal action. And I said, and by the way, it was done in American court. So yes, it's legal. But the other thing is, we can't let China, because they're dominating silver right now, we can't let China be able to get all this oil, because then with their high-tech application to their military with silver, they could dominate us if they could project military power. And right now, they can't do it beyond a region.
No, you're 100% correct. I mean, that's why we're seeing talks on Greenland now and Venezuela. I mean, there's a lot of resources out there. And if it gets into the wrong hands, it's going to be chaotic.
Well, I think, China's got an offer in. I got this today from a friend of mine. I'm trying to think how to say this without getting into trouble, because this was a confidence. One of the spouses is intelligence, and the other is retired State Department. Okay. Yeah. So I got that today. I will say they live west of the Mississippi, and they said, I got to talk to both of them they're talking on the phone, and they told me that unequivocally China's put in an offer to Greenland. Greenland's going to reject it because they fear China. We offered half as much, but military defense and freedom after 3 years, just like what we did with the Philippines after World War II. And I'm hearing those are the two deals, but we get the mining rights in for 50 years.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
I've heard it. I mean, it's not out there. It can't be confirmed, but I have heard that scenario. Absolutely.
It's going through the intelligence community. I know that. And I think it sounds logical to me. But the reality is this, is that when you were on the last time and we talked about silver, we said it's getting ready to jump. And I said, mm-hmm. Dave, this is a good time. So I called my friend Hope, who works at Noble Gold. And I said, hey, Hope, what are you recommending for silver? And she said the rounds. And I've been told I was advised very well. And so we put in our order for silver rounds. Man, I got it at the right time at $30 an ounce.
Yeah, you did.
But silver is not going to stop, is it? It's going to continue to accelerate. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I do. And you can't think of it as all-time highs or this or that. I mean, the reality is in the late 70s, early 80s, silver was $50. So we're 50 years – it ran up to $50. So we're 50 years later, and it's only about doubled from 50 years ago.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about right. But I've also been told, and this is not from intelligence, this is from people that work in the industry, that they wouldn't be surprised eventually to see silver hit $300 an ounce.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely.
You agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if we see silver move like it did last year, we're there at the end of this year.
That's true. That's exactly right. Yeah, so it sounds like we're talking to the same people at the same table. But we're not. This is kind of universe. Now, I'm also hearing, too, like on the streets of Tokyo and also in Shanghai, that silver is going for $130 an ounce on the street.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's I could just about verify. So, I'm seeing videos in China where there's citizens wrapped around buildings wanting to buy silver, and they don't have any available. And think about it like this. If I was a manufacturer, if I was a refinery, right, I could sell it in the United States at $95 an ounce, or I could ship it to China and get $120 to $130 per ounce for it. Where the hell are you going to send your silver, right? It's going straight to China.
Well, that's leading me to my next question. Paper or the real thing? What would you recommend? Silver certificate paper or the real thing?
No, it's like having a paper gun or a real one when you need it, Dave, right? I mean, that's the best analogy I can give you, right? It really is. I mean, paper. So when you own paper silver, you have exposure to the silver price in dollars, but you're only going to get paid out in dollars. Okay. When you own the physical, tangible coin or bar of silver, you're owning the asset, the actual metal. There's a huge difference between owning the paper certificate tied to the price fluctuations of silver and owning the actual physical metals.
Is it true silver paper oversold and the banks are missing margin calls?
Big time. To the tune of billions of dollars are being, they're getting wiped out. They're there. So big banks have been the biggest short side of silver for many, many years. And they've been, you know, JP Morgan's paid hundreds of millions of dollars in fines being caught manipulating the market. Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like here, Dave, that in the last year, someone's taken their thumb off the scale, that we're finally letting silver, appreciate with the market. It's not, it seems like the thumb, whoever the powers that be that are controlling it, have taken their thumb off and letting it ride. And this is what we've seen, right? Silver moves last and it moves the quickest.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, there's still a case for gold. Do you want to respond to that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's look at the price of gold right now. As we're talking, we are at just under $4,800, $4,760 as we speak.
Where's it going?
Okay. I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see $10,000 to $15,000 silver, easy. And I think we're going to see $150 to $300 silver.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Say that gold price again.
$10,000 to $15,000, I think, on the conservative side per ounce for gold.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And $150 to $300 on silver. Just in the next call, I think by the end of Trump's term, I think we're going to be there.
Here's the reason I asked the question. If J.P. Morgan and the good old boys over in the city of London are missing the margin calls on paper certificates they oversold on silver, okay, that doesn't bode well for our bank accounts, does it? I smell bail-ins coming. Am I being paranoid?
No, not at all, right? That's what happens. I mean, whenever these banks that are too big to fail get into trouble, they get free money from the Federal Reserve, right? And everyone else suffers. And it takes years for this money to work its way into the economy. That's why back in 2020, when the government was printing, the price of silver was $20 and silver was under 2000. And everyone was talking about, well, it's, you know, gold and silver are going to take off. Well, it took 5 years for that to happen, for that to play out. It wasn't overnight. And now look at it.
Is that what economists call stagflation?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. I mean, it takes a while for that money to work its way into the system. So once
that's
the government...
That's the stag. That's the stag part.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the stag part of it. I mean, it takes a while for the economy to really kind of process the money printing. And the more money that's printed, the higher the assets are going to go, because all this money is going to be buying goods, right? They're going to be buying actual assets. And there's only a finite amount of assets out there, right? It's not an unlimited supply of assets. So when you have an unlimited supply of money and a finite supply of goods and assets priced in that dollar, it's going to go up. I mean, look at the stock market. Look at the real estate market. I mean, every single market right now is trading at its high as we speak.
You know, another thing I was told today is that when we get control of this huge silver deposit in northern Greenland, and it's a 7 to 10 year project, they said that you're not going to have to wait that long to see silver just explode in value, because the futures market will drive it.
Yes.
You agree with that too?
I do 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the futures market is what drives price discovery. Now, we've been in, you know, they've sold way more certificates than there is actual physical metals.
Exactly.
And that's why we're seeing the price explode now, is what I think, is that, so when a bank shorts silver and they get called, guess what the bank has to do? They have to go into the open market and buy that silver, buy the physical silver that they shorted at 50, and they're buying it now plus 100. So they're losing $50 on every ounce. And when all of these short sellers are coming into the market to buy at one time, the supply gets wiped out and the premiums explode. And this is what we're seeing now. I mean, 100 ounce bars, kilo bars, all the big bars, 1,000 ounce bars of silver are gone. You can't find them. The only thing that's available are the 1 ounce coins and the 10 ounce bars. I don't have kilos right now because the kilos are going to the banks. The 100 ounce bars are going to the banks. You can't get your hold on big, you can't get your hands on big bars of silver right now.
Really?
They're all,
really?
Yeah, that's correct. Wow. Yeah.
That says how bad they perceive the shortage is going to be.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it tells me. Wow. Well, you know, going back to gold for a second, with this volatility with the banks, that is a lot of it silver driven, and not to mention national defense driven with deficit spending. But this volatility, and the banks are going to be in situations where we're going to lose value of our money, if not an actual bail-in, then this is what I tell my audience a lot. And I want you to respond to this. I said, What motivates me to go to Noble Gold and buy gold is because under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, the banks can legally keep your money. They can do with it what they want because you're an unsecured creditor. Do you think we're approaching a danger time with regard to where Dodd-Frank could kick in?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see it as I don't think we're, you know, Trump's going to come out and say, hey, you know, hey guys, you know, we can't pay the interest to the Chinese. You know, I'm going to have to right? We're not going to see that happen. The government's going to print money. So 100 years ago, if the government wanted to create new currency in a circulation, a $20 bill was a 1 ounce gold coin. A $1 coin was an ounce of silver, right? 3/4 of an ounce of silver. So the government actually had to mine the gold and silver. They had to refine it, and then they had to mint it into coins to create more circulation for the dollar, right? That's why the dollar was as good as gold. We didn't have inflation almost at all. From 1776 to the early 1900s, there was almost no inflation because an ounce of gold was set at $20 an ounce. An ounce of silver was set at $1 an ounce for 200 years. And we didn't have these big booms and busts that we have now. Okay. But the dollar is no longer backed by gold. Okay. We have a fiat currency that is backed by the government's might. It's not backed by gold. People to this day think that the US dollar is backed
by
gold. And that hasn't been the case since 1933.
Gold is your insurance policy for the dollar. That's why when I see volatility, I call Noble Gold and say, hey, I got to buy some gold because this is not good.
I mean, what you're doing, David, you're getting out of the dollar, out of the banking sector, out of the whole cabal, and you're holding physical metals that the government can't print or create out of thin air. Right? That's why gold and silver is money. It's something that can't be replicated. It's something that can't be, it keeps everybody honest. Right. When you print money out of thin air, a new president comes in, he prints way more money. Another president comes in, doesn't print as much money. Right. And there's these big booms and busts in the economy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The disadvantages of a two-party system. That's one of them. But here's what some people in the audience are going to say. OK, so I collect this gold and I know it goes up in value. I can read the data and the dollar is going down and it's an inverse relationship. Okay, so having said that, they tell me, well, then how are you going to use that gold to live on if you're not spending cash? What would you say to them?
Well, for the last 3,000 years, gold and silver have been convertible into any currency really since the beginning of time, right? Exactly. So if there is a new currency, let's say the dollar collapses and there's a new currency, if we go back to a different system, right, there will be that currency will be priced in gold and silver like it has for the last 3,000 years. So that's the least of my concerns. My concern is people that are holding on to dollars are going to get wiped out.
That's true. But there's another element, and I want to get your reaction to this. It's a little off what we're talking about, but I think it comes back to what we're talking about. I went through today, and let's see if I have this data right here. The rich are exiting the market, and let me see if I have it here. Here it is right here. Zuckerberg has unloaded $500 million of Meta stock. Gates is dissolving estimated 2/3 of Microsoft holdings, Bezos, $8.5 billion in Amazon shares, and Jamie Dimon, for the first time in 19 years, is dumping $150 million. What do you think this all means, and how does it come back to what we're talking about?
Well, I think it sounds like a top to me, right? In the stock market. When you have Warren Buffett retired last year, right? I mean, we're seeing all of the writing on the wall. Everybody who, you know, for the first, like Jamie Dimon, first time in 19 years, he sold stock. He's selling it today. Well, what's JP Morgan stock doing? It's at a damn near all-time high. What's Meta stock doing? It's at an all-time high, right? All of these stocks are at all-time highs. And the CEOs, the people who have all these shares, see the writing on the wall, and they want to take some money off the table, right? They don't want to leave all of their money in a certain stock at an all-time high. They want to take some chips off the table. And I don't blame them. Right, they're probably wanting to convert it into gold and silver. Right, they're trying to get it out of the asset that they have and into something else because they see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, they're going into technology, precious metals. But here's what someone said to me, and I respect their opinion as an economist. They said, Dave, don't quote me because I could get fired. But they said they're selling high, they're holding cash, they're waiting for the crash, and they're going to buy at bargain basement prices. And he said, gold and silver are going to go through the roof. Do you think that's true?
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I mean, the stock market has been on borrowed time really since 2020. All of this money was printed into thin air and it went into assets. It went into these stocks, right? The record buybacks for all of these corporations buying back their own stock. And now you look at it, all of the stocks are at all-time highs. The dollars, we haven't brought up the dollar yet, but the dollar is still trading relatively very high. I mean, I was
It
looking at
is.
it earlier. It's 90, 98 and a half on the US dollar index, and its high of a year or two ago was 108. So really, technically, the dollar has only lost 10% of its value in the last couple of years.
See, that's what's holding the BRICS back from really challenging us that big time because they got the gold, they want to tie it to their currencies, but their currencies are so poor that you can't reinflate the last bubble. And that's kind of
No.
what these foreign, like China's going through this and South Africa's going through this, all the BRICS nations, Brazil,
And
and
what happens to countries that want to take their currency and back it by gold, right? What happened to Gaddafi? What happened to countries that want to get off the dollar and go back to gold, right? What happens?
Federal Reserve and the central bankers don't like that very well, and
No, I know.
things happen to you
All
when you do,
of a sudden there's a regime change, right? When you want to go to gold and silver. I mean,
Well,
that's what we've seen in the past.
I'm going to throw something at, and this is more of a hypothesis, but I think it's grounded in some fact. Trump has surrounded himself with high-tech oligarchs, okay, from Silicon Valley. Peter Thiel, probably the most notable, responsible for the rise of J.D. Vance. Okay, having said that, I think that the move that there's a war right now between the old money oligarchs with banking and the desire to have digital currency coming out of these people that are surrounding Trump. And I think the war, the only winner in this war is going to be precious metals.
That's correct. I think you're 100% right. I think you're 100% right. Because you're not taking sides, right? I mean, you're basically taking your money out of the system and holding it in your own hands, right?
You're cutting out on a little bit, Josh. Joshua, can you hear me? You're cutting
And
out
we are
on me.
starting to see big
Okay.
changes.
Yeah,
Big
you cut
changes.
out for about 20 seconds there. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. So let's start back here, Dave. We are. I was just talking about the dollar here. So we were talking about the dollar, and I got a little distracted here too. So where did I cut off here, Dave?
Pretty much where you're starting about the dollar, and like there's not going to be a winner on either side, and you're getting out of the system.
That's correct. Yeah, when you're holding metals, you're out of the system, right? You're not betting on the banks, or you're betting on the dollar. You're betting against basically everything. You're taking the opposite trade to. That you're taking the contrarian trade would be a good way to look at it, right? So that's something to keep in mind.
So people out there are thinking, yeah. Dave and Josh were making some good points here. And so I really need to look at not holding so much cash in the bank because that's decline. You're losing money every year. You have $100,000 in the bank right now. In 5 years, it's going to be worth somewhere between 60 and 65,000 if you're lucky. And
Correct.
that's what people don't realize. So here's what they're going to say. Okay, I buy precious metals. What do I do? And I have an opinion on this. I know there's reputable storage and right now it's fine, but if we go into a level of chaos, I think people are better off having their own precious metals and hiding it. Fake walls, predetermined dig in your yard, that kind of, I mean, that's my feeling. And I know there's reputable storage that there's no games played, it's monitored by the feds. I get all that. But it becomes chaotic, you better hold it yourself, is my opinion. Do you have an opinion on that?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important when it comes to storing metals that you do not commingle metals at a depository. So there's two types of storage options when it comes to storing metals. You have segregated, which is only what Noble Gold uses, right? All of our clients have their own box at the depository with their name on it. It's
Right.
not commingled with anybody else, right? We only offer segregated storage. Okay. A lot of other places do commingled storage. So it's kind of first one in, first one out. The metals that were shipped to the depository 10 years ago, it's going to be at the bottom of the pile, right? And if you want to take delivery, they're going to send out the stuff that's at the top of the pile. They're not going to send out the stuff that's at the bottom.
That's like the FDIC insurance on your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm not joking when I say that. Some people laugh when I say that. That's not joking.
No.
The credit swap derivatives people are first, and they'll go through the money before anybody sees anything.
That's exactly right.
And when you're looking at commingled storage, that is a disaster waiting to happen. But I have to admit, I've gotten kind of clever. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay. And let's say there was gold confiscation, which is not going to happen under Trump. We won't see 6102 executive order again. But the thing is they'll never find it. It would be they'd expend too much resources on me to find what I've done.
Yeah, exactly. And this is definitely worth going over because I hear this question a lot too, Dave. I get this. People say, hey, back in 1933, the government confiscated everyone's gold. Well, it wasn't really a confiscation. It was a forced buyback. So the government actually paid $20.35 for a $20 gold coin. So they actually gave over face value for that gold at that time. And the average person said, okay, this is great, right? 35 cents free money. I'm going to turn in my gold and get that 35 cents for
it. It was a deal. It was a good deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great deal. It's not like the government went around to people's houses rounding up the gold, right? I mean, that's a big misnomer that people need to understand here. And what we didn't have back then was the printing press that we have now. So I don't think, leading back to my point I was making a little earlier, we're not going to have Trump come out and say, hey, we got to pay the interest to the Chinese. I can't pay these Social Security payments, right? They're just going to print money, Dave. They're just going to print like they have been for the last 50 years. And they're going to kick the can down the road and make the problem until there's an absolute collapse. I mean, it's a zero sum game, right? Every fiat currency that has ever existed since the beginning of time has gone to zero. Nothing. And with an average lifespan of about 60 years. So,
yeah, I know,
we had Bretton Woods in 71, right? So it's been right at 55 years right now. I mean, we're on the last little bit for the average of a fiat currency.
Yeah, that's what I think they're talking about, why they think they're going to digital. Do you think that's going to happen? Will the digital replace the dollar? Will the dollar become digital? What do you think?
Oh, that's a great question, Dave. I mean, I think at some point the banks would love that. The powers that be would love a digital currency because they can tell exactly where every penny went. There's a ledger of every single cent in the United States, of every single penny if we go that system. So, we're seeing they got rid of the penny. They're demonizing cash. They don't want people to have cash. They don't want people to use cash. You go to the bank and try to pull out more than $10,000. You'll get 100 questions from the bank. You'll get 100. What are you doing with this money? Why are you taking out this money? The bank legally has to file a form with the IRS when you take out more than $10,000.
TTR report. Yep. I know.
That's correct.
Yeah. I know.
And I do it all the time, right? So I get, thankfully my bank, they kind of know what kind of business I'm in and what I do. So I don't get as many questions as I used to.
Yeah, I got heat one time.
But I have people going to the bank to send wire transfers to buy metals.
No, I hear you.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, I hear exactly what you're saying, and I totally know about. I just did a piece on this last week. Cash transaction report when you're $10,000, and if you try to structure it 3 straight months, so I'll just take out $9,000. They'll never notice. On the third month. Now you get a suspicious activity report to go with the CTR, and the IRS is showing up at your door with the police.
That's correct. That's exactly right. And it's your money. You paid taxes on it. You put it in the bank. It's your money, right? It's not like, everybody's money that's in the bank for the most part is all after tax, right? You get that they take the taxes out before you even get paid every couple weeks, right? So it's not like the government knows that you've paid taxes on this money. And now when you go to take it out, they're asking questions. They're filing reports. I mean, we're getting to the point where the one of the only ways that you can really be discreet is with metals, right? Because once you put your money into metals, it's outside of the bank. They no longer have records of it. They no longer know what you have.
You could say, I spent all of it on Aunt Dolly's makeup.
And they
can't prove differently. And you're absolutely right. Because, see, here's my fear about digital. Digital means things like, you have to spend your money by the end of the month so you can't accrue wealth and compete with the wealthy and move up social class. It also means 15-minute cities, restrictions on what you can buy, can't buy. I don't worry about this with Trump and Vance. That's not going to happen with these guys. But to get an Obama or a Biden in there, it will happen if you get someone like that.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me about this. And this is why people need to be thinking gold and silver, silver and gold. Because if you go the way of the European banking system and the Federal Reserve, it's going to crash and burn anyway. If you go digital, even if you're able to save it, it's only as safe as the quality of the leadership that you have.
That's correct.
And, that's
and not
why,
only that, at a blink of a dime, the government can take it, right? You have everything in a crypto account. Boom, gone. IRS comes in there and takes it. You owe for something or you're accused of something. All of your money is gone.
Yeah,
I
hear you.
They can't do that with gold and silver.
It is gone. So let me just share my warm story. Our friend Ian came to me about 2016, yeah, and said, hey, you want to do a contract with Noble Gold? And I did research. I go, wow, there's no complaints against them. This is pretty cool because a lot of gold companies are shysters. And so you guys had this excellent thing. And I got started with it. And about 8 or 9 months later, I said, I need to be buying some gold and silver from these guys. And so that's how I got started with Noble Gold. And I'll tell you, I didn't know in 10 years ago, 9 years ago, how smart I was. I was smart by accident. And today it was the best thing I've done. And I continue to look for the niches when I know things are coming. And that's when I make my move,
yes,
to get more. So, I'm glad you clarified the storage part too, because I get that question a lot. But with Noble Gold, I got to tell you, people, if you're not, first of all, if you're going to deal with a reputable, let me say this honestly. I have friends that represent some gold companies. I'm not going to mention names. And they're charging them unbelievably bad rates. It's really high. And Noble Gold does not do that. And this is why I
30 to 70% commissions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I'm trying not to say too much because I don't want to lead to who I'm talking about because I'm not trying to start a war. I don't make what I do with Noble Gold look better by tearing someone else down. But I'm just saying there's a reason why I'm with Noble Gold. And I'm recommending to people out there right now, read my lips. Silver is going to go off the charts. Gold is going to continue to pace the decline of the dollar. And there's nothing to save the dollar. Nothing. It's on a death march eventually. It's gonna collapse. And you need to be ready for the collapse. I think we'll transition out of it before that happens. I want to give Trump and Vance credit. They will transition out of that before there's a collapse. Do you agree with that? I'm getting a I think we got another communication issue here. Were you able to hear what I was saying?
Yeah, can you repeat that for me, Dave? I'm sorry, just the last little bit.
I was just saying that I think it's in gold and silver are going to continue what they do. Silver is going to explode, and gold's going to continue to increase proportionate to the decline of the dollar in reverse. And the dollar is eventually going to collapse, and Trump is going to convert us into something that's going to basically tide us over. You know, I don't know how permanent it's going to be, but gold and silver is your only safe bet right now, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that, Dave. I mean, it's been like that for the last 10 years, right? I mean, gold. I've been here at Noble almost 10 years, and I can tell you this. It was not sexy 8 years ago buying gold and silver.
No.
Not sexy at all. Probably one of the least sexiest things you could do. Today, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, but you know what kind of drove me to it, though, was all the social spending we were doing. And I'm not being political here, but when Obama was looking the other way at the border, not as bad as Biden did, and we had to pay for free medical for people coming into the country. We had to pay for the education of their kids. And I'm not debating whether we should or shouldn't. I'm just saying we can't absorb this. And then we're in an arms race with China. And Ukraine was heating up during that time, too. The war hadn't started, but it was heating up and we were gearing up with NATO. And I'm thinking, we can't do this. That's what actually led me into the precious metal market, because I saw the dollar was going to I'm surprised the dollar is still here based on what I was thinking 10 years ago.
Same. I mean, it's on borrowed time. I mean, what really got me into the gold business was Ron Paul back in 2008.
Yeah.
I was in college at the time, and I was a big Ron Paul guy, right? I was and the Fed, and the Federal Reserve, and I'm still singing that tune here, right? Almost 20 years later. I mean, my position hasn't changed, right? The only thing that's changed is the value of my metals.
That's exactly right. And that's what's going to tide you over. So I have the number memorized for Noble Gold. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. I
After
love it.
All
dude.
These years. Okay. Well, let me give it to you two ways. One, you can call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And I got to share this with the audience, Joshua. The first time I called, I'm asking questions because it was my first time. And so I got all my questions answered. It's probably about a 20-minute interrogation I was doing with the agent. And I said, okay. And she said, can I help you with anything else? And I said, I think you've answered all my questions. And I figured out I have to close my own deal. Yeah. I'm not kidding, people. Yeah. When you call Noble Gold, they're not going to push you into anything.
No.
You literally have to make the decision to close your deal. You get no pressure. By the way, if you forget the number, 877-646-5347, you can go to DaveHodgesGold.com. You'll look at it there. You can send for a free booklet. And then a rep will call you and say, can we answer any questions? And again, there'll be no hard sell.
That's
correct. That shocked me. When I had to close my own, I've never been dealt with that way before.
Yes.
You know, business sense?
Yeah, you know, well, we do things a little bit differently here. We're not here to strong arm people. We're not here to... to do the hard sell tactics. I mean, my job here is to lay out all the cards on the table for you, let you know what your options are. And if it seems like a good fit, great. I'll help get you started, right? If it doesn't, there's no hard feelings either, right? I mean, not every person, it doesn't make sense for every person to hold metals in a retirement account, right? I think it makes sense for everybody to have metals, you know, with cash, with whatever leftover cash they have. But IRAs, there's some storage costs. Right. You have to have a minimum. I mean, it's not for everybody. Right. I mean, people who are 25 years old, it might not be the best fit. Right. People who are 65 years old.
Yeah, I hear you. You're cutting out a little bit on us again. So let me give that number out again while we try to reestablish communication here. It's funny how that's happening. 877-646-5347. And sorry about that, Joshua, you cut out again, but I think people got the idea. Stay with the dollar, you're going to get burned. Trust the bank, they're going to keep your money, or at least you're going to get a percentage of your money taken on a bail-in. This is your time to plan for what's coming, silver and gold. Joshua, thank you so much for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. Really good information.
Yeah, appreciate you, Dave. Sorry about the connection here today.
No problem, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Dave.
Bye. My Candace is going to get crucified for what she's saying. And I don't feel the need to be her apologist or her defender, but she's saying some things that I know about. And it's stuff that I don't really talk about because at the time that I involved myself in this, I didn't consider it might not be in favor of what the Lord wanted. And I'm still not sure. And I know some people are going to chime in and tell me how evil I was then for doing this. And that's okay. We'll take that. But I want to basically talk about what Candace is saying. I'll just tell you right off the top. She's saying remote viewers know who killed Charlie and that there's spiritual evil. Amen to that, Candace. I think that's omnipresent. And that you can see evil in the eyes of some people. Well, yeah, they're descendants of the Nephilim. Genesis 6, verse 4. I've been through this many times. I'll go through it again. And that AI wants to stop God. AI wants to stop Jesus from coming back. She's right. And I've touched on this before. And that there's a fascination with time travel. Yeah, it's part of what quantum computing is all about. These things she's saying are not revelatory. She's tying together, connecting a lot of dots, and she's correct in what she's saying, but she's going to get hammered. Oh, I can't wait to see X tomorrow. I'll have to filter through all the BS comments to get to what I want to see. We're going to go through and talk about these one at a time. First, let me tell you, this is the quiet period for Bitcoin. It's not going to last much longer. The rich are going to cause it to take off like crazy. Right now, they're suppressing. It's not going to go on much longer. Now is the time to position. People I use, my digital money, you should too. You want to find out about them without getting pressured? You won't get pressured anyway. Just go to mydigitalmoney.com, look around, and you say, okay, I want to know more. Then you call the number that's on the screen there on the website, mydigitalmoney.com. All right, let's take these one at a time. Remote viewing. There is such a thing as remote viewing, and here's where I'm going to get chastised. In 2002, I did training, some pretty extensive training with Ed Dames and his assistant. I'm sorry, his name jumps out of my head. He's a great guy, very knowledgeable. And my friend and mentor at the time, Bill Pollack, the late Bill Pollack, Bill set this up. You just can't show up and say, hey, Ed, I want you to train me. He was one of the principals in Project Stargate, which was the CIA remote viewing program. He used to be a frequent guest on Art Bell. Did not tell everything. It's kind of funny. I had lunch with him a couple of times in the middle of our sessions. And we talk. And he said to me, more to you than meets the eye. And he said, you're the star of the class. And that's not ego speaking. It's just, I had some early elementary successes and on a low level. And I said, well, my dad did intel work and work with captured German scientists after he got out of the military. And pretty interesting stuff. And he goes, yeah, that explains a lot of what I'm seeing. So I guess like father, like son, but the remote viewing is real. And it's not psychic. There is someone out there, she claims to be a remote viewer, and she's seeing all these things about Charlie. Now, that psychic clairvoyant ability, is there validity to this? There's some research in quantum physics that suggests that your brain is interdimensional, and if you can go in there and retain what you see, it comes back, and your three-dimensional world can report what's coming in the future, because if you get to the fifth dimension, time and space are all in one place. Okay, and actually, Carl Jung, one of the early psychologists, said that he called that the collective unconscious. And he said, all information stored in a central point in the universe. Well, he was speaking metaphorically, but he's right. Remote viewing, though, works like this. You start out with a sheet, and it goes with sounds and colors and shapes and textures and everything with physical properties. Okay? And what you do is you have to trust your first sensation. No thinking, no logical thinking. You go on first perception only. So the first thing you do is you take your pencil or your pen, you go down the list, and it says upward curving right, check. And you just go, and when it seems like it jumps out at you, check. It's blue and metallic, check. Okay, and then you keep going, keep going, keep going. You probably have about 300 of these check points to do. The next thing you do is a impulsive first impression freehand sketch. So you have this open sketch and you have your terms that you've already identified, your descriptors like upward curving to the right. It's blue and metallic. And you go upward curving right here, blue and metallic here. And you start filling in on your open space here where these things go. Sense impression, no thinking or logic involved. And then here's where the real problem is. And this is where I first struggled. I did really well at placing the things. And I was able to see a tornado approaching a farm with a barbed wire fence and a cow out. And this is pretty much what I had created. And I think this is what got Ed's attention, is the fact that I nailed it pretty early, but I had trouble with the interpretation. And this is the hard part. When you have your remote viewing facts down, interpreting them correctly, when logic does kick in, that's the difficult part. And that takes practice. It's not a complicated process. and it's not equated to psychic ability. You could be psychic as a rock and still be trained to do this. It's a trained activity. And it's based on quantum physics and string theory with Michio Kaku at the time that Ed was teaching this, though. It wasn't, there was no string theory, but I can see now the similarities between the two. Could remote viewers know things about the Kirk assassination? Without question. But I see them on YouTube and Rumble, and I got to tell you, a lot of what they describe is not remote viewing. Actually, the term is called technical remote viewing, or TRV. And I described the process here so you would know when you're seeing the real thing. Because remember, sense impressions, sensory impressions, freehand sketch based on the sensory impressions, no thinking aloud, and then the interpretation. It's a three-phase process. And it takes practice to get good at it. But can you do it? Yes. Have I done it? No. I wanted to go and do the legwork. Now, someday I may do it. Have I talked to anyone who does remote viewing who's talked to me about this? And the answer is, I did right before New Year's. What did I learn? I learned that they didn't have a conclusion, that it's being blocked. And you can block this too. Yes, there are blocks. The Soviets and the Americans used to spy on each other and be able to tell where nuclear facilities were and things like this. Ed McGonigal has talked about this openly on air. I'm surprised the CIA lets him do it. But he described how he found a Soviet nuclear submarine base. And he was right. All proven right in the SALT talks when investigations were going on and there were limitations placed on each nation's nuclear weapons. But I'm surprised he was able to tell the story, because that's pretty classified. Now, to break this down even further, here's what I learned. It was a plot. Tyler Robbins is not part of it. And I'm thinking, I told the person, tell me something I don't know. 30-06 destroys this for me intellectually. And they says, no, it was an exploding device next to Charlie. Remember when I showed you the filaments that Candace released? The filaments on the ground, in the car, the SUV, on the floor mats, matches his microphone. How did Israelis kill Hamas leaders prior to the 12-day war? Pagers, cell phones blow up. This is the MO. And I said directly, is this Israel? Don't know. But the MO was. Doesn't mean they did it. Now, were people from TPUSA involved? Yes. But people, I've known this since 3 weeks into my investigation. Were they involved in planning or cover-up? An execution before the cover-up? Answer is yes to all three. Okay, now this is what I was told. I could sit down and do this, but I want to follow this the old-fashioned way, because remote viewing, it's like AI. It's not 100% accurate. And I'm pretty meticulous about double-verifying things. In fact, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to hold on. I did the Somalia fraud today, and I told you how it affects you. It's not just a confined incident to Minnesota. And I said, we're seeing something similar in California. I had some discussions today with Paul Preston and some other people that don't want to be identified. And what I found is what's going on in California is the centerpiece of the takedown of America. And I told you this was what Bolsheviks want. They want America destroyed. I mean, who else would get out on the street? And by the way, I am sorry that Renee Good is dead. I wish that had not happened. And I'm not in a position to fully judge the validity of, was it self-defense or was it murder? I don't know for sure. I'm erring on the side that the agent felt he was defending his life. I do believe that. Was it justified? I can't tell. But what people would go in the street and defend the deportation of pedophiles, drug dealers, murderers? Who would do that? Well, people that want to cause such a destabilization in the country by having these people remain, that your country falls apart, which is what they want. Well, Newsom is doing this, and I'm going to cover that tomorrow. I have new information that's come out, and I've got to integrate it into what I was going to come forward with today, and it's shocking. But back to this. Remote viewing has validated the fact it was a conspiracy. Members of TPUSA seem to be involved, and I was told that. And the thing is, I've already found it, and you've heard me talk about this. This is a battle between good and evil. And this is an attempt. TPUSA is trying to pervert Christianity for their own political intelligence operation purposes. There's nothing Christian about them anymore as far as an organization goes. And I'm not saying every individual, but I'm saying the organization itself. So there is a spiritual good versus bad. Candace is talking about this on her live stream. And then she says, you can see it in their eyes. Well, Genesis 6, verse 4 said, and they were here afterwards. Who? The fallen angels. That precedes that verse. And what's afterward? Well, the next, after verse 4 in chapter 6 in Genesis, what is that? The flood. It means they survived the flood. It means we're dealing with descendants of the fallen angels. I don't know what their numbers are. Candace says, you can see them by their eyes. I've heard that a lot. And I've seen evidence of it. And I'm going to stop short of saying where I've seen it with TPUSA, but I'll let you figure that out. The other thing that she's talking about today, and she's right on the money with this, AI is Antichrist material. In fact, I found it interesting that Peter Thiel said, if you try to limit AI, you'll bring on the Antichrist. Well, excuse me, Peter, if you limit it, it can't come on. Okay, but if you expand it and it becomes sentient, then it does come on. And here's something that I've had remote viewers tell me. This is something I've had pastors tell me. There's a fascination right now in oscillation fields with regard to gravitational pull, and it's the basis of time travel. And I won't go into full depth and detail. I might try to do a teaching element online using the whiteboard sometime. But I'll just say this. I firmly believe time travel to some degree has been mastered. And I believe that they're trying to prevent the second return of Christ to the earth by changing the time frame. Because they know if they go to judgment, they're screwed. But they're trying to avoid that with quantum physics, and I believe it's one of the purposes of CERN. Now, Candace didn't say that. That's Dave Hodges' observation. But I do think that what she's saying in all four of these areas, remote viewing, good versus evil, it's in the eyes, and AI is an attempt to circumvent the future as described in the book of Revelation. I think that is 110% correct. I fully endorse what she's saying. If you are a true remote viewer, not a psychic, that psychics are something different. It's far more unreliable than remote viewing, which I wouldn't place all my emphasis on. Let me tell you how the CIA used remote viewing. They would get intel and they'd use remote viewing to try to validate it. That was the primary purpose. Now, occasionally, like in the case of the submarine nuclear fleet, occasionally you'll get novel descriptions and later you'll find out it was right. But it was very rare the CIA and the military, particularly the Pentagon, would act on remote viewing without confirmation on the ground, which I think is a pretty good idea. But remote viewing has indicated that Charlie was killed and different groups were involved. And I would be interested, if you're a remote viewer, have you done Fort Huachuca? That'd be fairly easy to do. Like I said, I'm not going down this route right now because I'm going about this investigation using the three senses. But I am open to hearing arguments. So if you're a remote viewer, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. Would appreciate hearing from you on that and what your interpretation is. But Candace is right. We are in the ultimate struggle between Team Jesus and Team Satan. I think there's no question. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.